Dave. Right, Dave, I've got an email for you from Luke, and he says, my name's Luke, and I'm a musician who listens to your podcast in New York. It's amazing how much I learn from you guys. I recently bought some tiny magnets from the hardware store to stick things up on my wall. I bought these magnets called rare earth magnets. They're so strong that now I can't unstick them from each other. It's amazing. Can you tell me how these tiny magnets are about 1.5 centimetres in diameter, differ from other magnets that don't have the same kind of power?
Basically, all magnets like that, they work by on the fundamental minute scale. It's because iron atoms, iron, nickel and cobalt atoms, they have more electrons orbiting in one direction than the other. And this means they produce little tiny currents, which are like electromagnets. With ferromagnetic things like iron, nickel and cobalt, these tend to like lining up into areas. Now, normally, if you just take a piece of iron, these areas, the north poles of these little areas will attract the south poles of other little areas, and they'll all wind up in going into circles, and overall there's no magnetism. If you put them in a big strong magnetic field, they'll all line up. Now, normally with iron, if you take that magnetic field off, most of them will then realign and move all randomly.
So jiggle up again.
They'll all jiggle up a bit and end up pointing in random directions again. With very strong magnets, basically the structure of the alloy that you've made the magnet out of tends to make it very, very hard to change the direction of the magnetic field in these
areas. So more
of
them stay lined up?
Yeah, so more of them stay lined up.
So you get a stronger magnetic field.
So it'll preserve a stronger magnetic field, yes.
Thank you, Dave. I have wondered that myself, so thank you for that.